Disciple and all the apostles, many prophets and righteous men have desired to see the thing which you see and have not seen them, and to hear the thing which you hear and have not heard them. But as for you, blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ear, for they hear. May we be worthy to hear and act according to your gospel. For the prayer of your saints.
Pray for the Holy Gospel.
Lord,
to our Master, all those who have bidden us to remember them in our supplication and prayer, which we offer upon to you, O Lord, our God. Those who have already fallen asleep, repose them. Those who are sick, heal them, for you are the life of us all, the salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the healing of us all, and the resurrection. And of us.
Alleluia, alleluia,
Εφες μαρών, εν γέφες νέο χανευράν ευσοίς εν τένιγον, Κύριε, ευλόγησον εκ του κάταλου καναγέν ευαγγελιόν, του αναγνώσμα.
Gospel from St. Luke, may his blessing rest upon us all. Amen.
In choice, open not, open so tear, open all the tyrannies, was buried, was if shame, if not it on. Pio now shine, Pio of up and not, he pays a ene, and teni ene tiro. Amen.
Lord, have mercy. From the Psalms of David, the prophet and the king, may his blessing rest upon us all. Amen. The Lord is their strength, he is the saving refuge of his anointed. Save your people and bless your inheritance. Shepherd them also and bear them up forever. Savior Jesus Christ, for his glory forever and ever. Amen. Then one of the Pharisees asked him to eat with him, and he went to the Pharisee's house and sat down to eat. And behold, a woman in the city who was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at the table in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster flask of fragrant oil and stood at his feet behind him weeping. And she began to wash his feet with her tears and wiped them with the hair of her head. And she kissed his feet and anointed them with the fragrant oil. Now when the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he spoke to himself, saying, "This man, if he were a prophet, would know who and what manner of woman this is who is touching him. For she is a sinner." And Jesus answered and said to him, "Simon, I have something to say to you." And he said, "Teacher, say it." There was a certain creditor who had two debtors. One owed 500 denarii and the other 50. And when they had nothing with which to repay, he freely forgave them both. Tell me, therefore, which of them will love him more? Simon answered and said, "I suppose the one whom he forgave more." And he said to him, "You have rightly judged." Then he turned to the woman and said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? I entered your house and you gave me no water for my feet, but she has washed my feet with her tears and wiped them with the hair of her head. You give me no kiss, but this woman has not ceased to kiss my feet since the time I came in. You did not anoint my head with oil, but this woman has anointed my feet with fragrant oil. Therefore I say to you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same loves little." And he said to her, "Your sins are forgiven." And those who sat at the table with him began to say to themselves, "Who is this who even forgives sins?" Then he said to the woman, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace."
Glory be to
Son of the Holy Spirit, one God, amen.